Abram, or Abraham, as he was later called by the Lord, was a very faithful follower of the Lord. Whenever the Lord commanded him to do something, he did it. Even as you may remember, when the Lord commanded him to sacrifice his son Isaac, he went ahead and almost did it, only being stopped by the angel of the Lord. But Abraham was also a very loyal and brave man. And we heard about that in our story today. Now, what had happened was that the kings of the north had attacked the cities in the south, including Sodom, where Abraham's nephew Lot lived. They attacked them and defeated them, and they had taken away all their treasure and also taken all the people captive, included Lot and his family. And when Abraham learned about this, then of course he felt he had to do something. Now, of course, Abraham could have told Lot, you know, sorry, Lot, but you just picked the wrong place to live. You know, if you had moved somewhere else, it wouldn't have happened. Or Abraham could have said, well, sorry, Lot, but I only have 318 men. And these five kings, we don't know exactly how many men they had, but we can certainly imagine that they would have not only hundreds, but even thousands of men. So Abraham could very well have said, there's just nothing I can do. And a lot of people would have told him exactly that. But of course, that is not what Abraham did. He gathered his 318 men together and pursued after the kings. And not only that, but then he also attacked them. And he defeated them, and he set all the captives free and all the treasure they had lost. So this was a great victory won by Abraham. And of course, he won this victory because he was a faithful follower of the Lord, that he trusted in the Lord and he was guided by the Lord. And we have other examples in the Word about this too. There was the story of Jonathan, the son of King Saul, who with his armor bearer, given a sign by the Lord, he climbed a steep hill and attacked 20 Philistines and killed them all. And we have also the story about David, who went out with just a sling and a few small stones to face the giant Goliath in all his armor, and nevertheless brought Goliath down. Again, because David trusted in the Lord and followed him, and because of that, he was given victory too. So what this story teaches us is that when we do what is right, no matter how hard it may seem, and if you trust in the Lord, then we too will be guided by him and will succeed in whatever we do. But this story of Abraham's rescue of Lot is not just a story about courage and loyalty and trust in the Lord. It is also a story that treats of a very important state of our regeneration. It is, as we were told today in the lesson from Jacana Celestia, it is about how the rational man liberates the external man. In other words, the story really is not speaking about two different persons, but rather about two parts of the same person. It is how one part of us, that part which is the seat of truth from the divine, the truth of doctrine, gains ascendancy and transforms the part of the mind that is turned to the world and that is affected by all the things of the world and the senses. Sometimes when we think about the truth, We think about it in terms of it being a restraining bond, a judging entity imbuing us with guilt. We think of the truth also sometimes as a hard taskmaster that is compelling us with fear, something that restrains us, and even sometimes it feels like we are being imprisoned by it. And yet that is indeed a misleading appearance. The fact is that the truth is the key that unlocks this prison, this prison of all that is selfish and worldly and corporeal, all the lusts and desires. The external man, left to himself, is indeed the helpless victim of all these things, all these external circumstances. But it is by means of the truth that he is set free. We only need to think about what the truth teaches us about the Lord, who the Lord is, teaching us that he is not a wrathful and vengeful God, that he is not a remote God who just watches things without really caring, but that the Lord is a loving and forgiving God who is constantly present with us, guiding us and protecting us in all the affairs of our lives. Well, the truth teaches us also about eternal life, reminding us that no matter how challenges and trials and tribulations may affect our lives in this world, it reminds us that there will be an end to it, and there will be a new and glorious beginning. Also, the truth exposes all the lies and tricks of the evil spirit, and it shows us a way out of all the traps of these evil spirits. It shows us the meaning of the word and the meaning of life. It establishes a framework of order within us, within which we can be protected and can grow. It teaches us to know and understand ourselves. But we need also to realize that we are not set free by the truth just by knowing it. There must also be a state of conviction. And that can only happen, we are taught, through states of combat and conflict, through states of temptation, such as temptations as to the truth and the understanding, by means of which we enter into states of uncertainty and doubt. It is, as we also taught here in Arcana 1709, where it says 318 men, that this signifies their quality, namely that they are the holy things of combat, is involved in the number 18 and also in the number 300. For these numbers are composed of 3 and 6. 3 signifies what is holy, as shown above, and 6 combat. So the 318 men that Abram went out with signifies this state of combat, by means of which we are led through all these states of temptation, and by means of these combats we are led from this state of combat into a new state. A state where these doubts are overcome, where the appearances are dispelled, where our obscurity is enlightened, and when we are led into then a new state of greater light, of greater confidence, and of greater conviction and freedom. Amen.